Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
4 minutes to kick off of the 2021 Labor Day Classic. We go down to the field for the coin toss.
The team logo will be tails.
Heads, please.
The heads is the call. Heads is the call. It is a tail. You've won the toss. You want to receive?
We want to kick that way.
Okay, switch them up. Receiving. Have a great game, gentlemen.
So the Saskatchewan Roughriders win the toss again. And for the 10th time in Craig Dickinson's career, they choose to receive. Last week they chose to defer, and yeah. Dickinson insists there was nothing special about that. But for the 10th time, he wants the ball first.
No, sir. We're setting the tone today. We're about to establish the line of scrimmage. Dan Clark's going to get us rolling physically. Let's get on the ball.
The coin toss brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ND Look Online Auction. It is time for Luke Mellander's three keys to the Labor Day Classic.
Woo! Wow, this one's easy. All right, first things first. This Winnipeg defense, when you look at them on tape, there's a lot of things that stand out, but the number one thing that stands out is effort. They are a high-effort defense. You have to match the effort in all three phases of the game today for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Two, and this is probably the biggest one, even though it's number two. You gotta stay out of second and long. Second and seven plus situations are what this Winnipeg defense is built for. You gotta avoid them at all costs because you don't want Jackson Jeffcoat, Willie Jefferson, and the crew inside to be able to pin their ears back. They're a very athletic group, and they can beat you one-on-one.
Yep.
Right? And the third key, we haven't seen it yet, but we're going to need more than 3 point yards per carry out of William Powell, and it's going to start up front with that offensive line. Got to be able to run the rock today. That's one of the reasons why they'll stay out of second and seven plus.
And that is very doable against this Bombers team. It is not just the Toronto games where they got gouged. They are ninth in the league against running back runs. That is great news for William Powell, looking to get unleashed in this offensive line, which hasn't been able to get Powell much space so far. You mentioned second and long. The Riders have been able to deal with that in game. The BC game, second and seven, second and ten, they handled it.
Yep.
But yeah, you can't count on that forever, and especially against better defense.
And this is a different team, right? This is a monster in the front seven. Again, they're young on the boundary side, but they're talented. And you don't want and here's the other thing about being a younger guy in the secondary. You know the expectations. You look in the history of the team, and you see a Grey Cup 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You see a essential no-fly zone mentality, and you say to yourself, I've got a defensive coordinator that was a defensive back. These guys have had success in the secondary. I need to toe my part here.
Luke's three keys to the game brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer is just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. The Riders in their traditional green tops, white pants, they will be going left to right. The Bombers in their white jerseys, gold pants, they will be going right to left. Luchez Purifoy and Jamal Morrow back to return the kickoff. Morrow onto the roster for the first time this season, thanks to Marcus Murphy's toe injury. Head coach Craig Dickinson has said multiple times, we need more in the return game. Can Morrow provide it? You hear the crowd. You see the green. Mark Leggio to kick off, and we are underway. It'll be Purifoy from his five. Straight up field to the 20. Bang down at the 25-yard line. Nick Hallett, first man down. Riders will begin with the football, first and 10 after the 21-yard return. The offensive line, Craig Dickinson said, this is the biggest test they've faced this season. Andrew Lauderdale, Logan Ferland, Dan Clark, Evan Johnson and Cam Jefferson. The receivers, Jordan Williams-Lambert, Ricardo Lewis in his debut, Braden Lennius, Kyron Moore, and Mitchell Picton out wide to the left. Fajardo in shotgun, four men on the defensive line of scrimmage. First and 10, looking to his left quickly in the flat. It's caught by Lennius at the 28-yard line, brought down quickly by Nick Taylor after a gain of about four.
Yeah, Winnipeg's in man right away here. And again, this ain't Ottawa. They're not giving you 12 yards of space. They're coming down, they're playing match. They're going with your waggle. Great tackle, second and 7+.
Yep. Like you said, second and long right here. It was a pickup of three. Williams-Lambert and Ricardo Lewis, plus another receiver to the left. It's a six-receiver package. Bombers bring in five. Fajardo has some time. Guns caught at the 47-yard line. Ricardo Lewis with his first CFL catch and a Riders first down.
Yeah, and this is great, taking advantage of the newbie Dedrick Nichols on that boundary side. They play a little 1-2 game. Quick slant inside. First down.
Jake Hardy out of the game. William Powell into the game. First and 10 from the Riders 51. Four-man rush. Fajardo has some time. Had a man in his lap. Now he scrambles out to midfield. Slides down just in front of Jesse Briggs. They'll mark him down at the 54-yard line. A pickup of about two.
Now this one's on Willie Jefferson, because Willie Jefferson doesn't even rush the passer here. He takes two steps upfield. He makes contact with Andrew Lauderdale and just stands on the line of scrimmage.
They show everybody. Here comes seven. Fajardo quickly tipped, and it's behind Jordan Williams-Lambert. Incomplete at the 50. It was tipped by somebody at the line of scrimmage, and it'll be third down, Riders.
Yeah, and this is what the Winnipeg Blue Bombers showed last week in second and short situations versus the Stampeders. Here they come out. They throw everybody on the line of scrimmage. The end man who's free gets his hands in the air, and unfortunately, Williams-Lambert, who had a first down opportunity, couldn't hold it in.
Oh, and guess who knocked it down at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
Willie Jefferson got his hands on it in second and long. So John Ryan to punt. This will be a fantastic punt. It'll be fielded on the number at the 10. Beautifully done by Charles Nelson. And Ailey Buka down for the tackle. A return of maybe 4 yards. Terrific punt from John Ryan. Great coverage. And the Riders have the Bombers in a hole for their opening possession. We go to break for Special Blend by Weiser's and Borgo Industries. 13:07 left in the first quarter of the Labor Day Classic. No score on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 13:07 left in the first quarter of the Labor Day Classic. No score. Winnipeg about to take its first possession. We're in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business. McDougalBay.com. They're not at the line of scrimmage yet, and they're already getting it from the Winnipeg fans. Saskatchewan fans are the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. That is tremendous, tremendous stuff. The Riders defense, as it is today, A.C. Leonard, Garrett Marino, McKenna Henry in there. No Micah Johnson, as we mentioned, for this game. And Keon Adams, the linebacker, Micah Tights, Dion Lacey, and A.J. Hendy. The back five, Nick Marshall, Ed Gainey, Mike Adam, Luchez Purifoy, and Blaise Brown. And Zach Kolaros, the quarterback for the Bombers, is here. And at first and 10, hands it to Andrew Harris. Big hole left side. Brought down by Purifoy at the 20-yard line after a pickup of about seven.
Yeah, and again, we talked about this experienced offensive line for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and there Desjarlais just basically seals off Garrett Marino, who's in a stand-up position, and Andrew Harris does the rest. 7 yards, second and three.
Harris made the news this week saying there's nothing better than shutting up 30,000 fans in their own building, and that's what we're aiming to do.
For the cycle.
Second and three. With a H-back in there, Harris again. He will fall forward to the 23-yard line. Micah Tights in on the tackle. Purifoy as well. That's going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, it looks like they got it. And again, the Riders blitzing from a run perspective. You got A.C. Leonard knifing down and in. But again, that experienced front three, Couture, Desjarlais, and Neufeld, did a great job on all of the interior there for Rider Nation.
Close enough for a measurement. All our measurements brought to you by the Canadian Brew House. Book your NFL or NHL fantasy party at the Canadian Brew House and enjoy steins of beer on tap for just $4.99. How was our NFL fantasy draft for you?
Well, I disagree with the algorithm. I was given an A- at the end of the day, and I had myself at a C+ at the most. So I'm hoping Yahoo is right.
Third and inches, like a couple of inches. So Sean McGuire in at quarterback from the Bombers 22. He pushes forward. A flag is down. So somebody was in the neutral zone or got off early.
Yeah, it looks like Saskatchewan might have been in the neutral zone here.
That almost never happens today. As Tui Ellie goes off the field.
Saskatchewan defensive line. 5-yard penalty. First down.
When they can't even pick one guy, because it's everybody. It is a Bombers first down with 12 to go here in the first quarter.
And again, is that one of those deals where Micah Johnson's usually saying, hey guys, get back, especially on the interior, right, when you're closer to the ball.
Bombers with five receivers in this package, three to the left, two to Kolaros' right. First and 10 now at their own 28. The Riders showing four. AC Leonard on the right edge. Trying to push. A good pocket for Kolaros, who will now scramble. 30 slides down, knees first, before Micah Tights gets there. One of the linemen didn't like Tights, but I don't know what he expected Tights to do.
Yeah, Tights tried to trail off here. This is a great job by that interior. Takes them a while, but they eventually do get up there. Zach Kolaros, though, reads it, reacts, and then very sloppily dives knees first.
Like the old takeout slide.
You'd
of a shortstop at second,
right?
As many
concussion problems as him would know how to slide by now.
It was a gain of four for Kolaros, second and six from the Bombers 32 right hash mark. Riders show a three-man front. Now a couple of extra bodies will creep up and then fall back. Four men coming, seven in protection. Kolaros guns high for Darvin Adams, who takes a shot from Luchez Purifoy, who's making every tackle. Adams will have enough for the first down, though.
This is great protection up front, including Andrew Harris. Saskatchewan thinks they can get there with four guys. They're very wrong. Harris does a great job picking up the final little bit of pressure that does manage to sneak through on the defensive end side. Pitch and catch, first down for a guy, Darvin Adams, who hasn't done a ton this season.
10 targets and three receptions into this game for Adams. He will go wide to the right side. Blaise Brown trailing him, handed off. Harris, oh, nice hole, 45. Got Tights, had him by a foot. And then Blaise Brown comes in to finish him off. Harris will have about six, though.
Yeah, and McKenna Henry here, it looks like he tried to move one gap over, and it's probably one more gap than he should have to his left. That's what gives Andrew Harris room. And 6 yards later, they're in another second and four. This is probably the best start for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers that they could imagine, because one of the things they're doing is owning the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they've already gone 35 yards or so on this drive. Kolaros wants the ball quickly, gives it to Harris up the middle. He's got the first down. Purifoy making every tackle in the books, but Harris has got the first down just inside midfield.
Well, this is a great read by Purifoy, because he starts off on the edge of the defense and he understands that, hey, there's been a lot of success through our interior. So as soon as Andrew Harris disappears from his vision, he knifes down inside looking for the first thing he sees, and he ends up running into Harris. Too late, though. First down, Bombers.
At their 48-yard line, 9:16 to go here in the first quarter. This is the Bombers' first possession. The Riders unsuccessful with theirs. Thought they had the Bombers pinned in their own end with a great punt. This Bombers offense is moving the ball. Extra blockers in there, and it'll be Harris up the middle again. Made a man miss in the backfield. Drops the shoulder on Ed Gainey, whose helmet comes off. Harris into Rider territory to the 50 after a gain of seven.
Yeah, and you know what?
Wow.
1 minute, Luchez. Purifoy is the hero. Next minute, he's the villain. They send him on an inside blitz. He could have made this tackle in the backfield. Completely whiffs on Harris, and that's what has them at second and four right now.
Ball to the left hash mark now. Harris, five carries for 28 yards.
Look at the body language right now, DT. Guys are tired already.
Garrett Marino and Mac Henry trying to plug up the middle. Double tight end here. And they'll give it to Harris again. It's been working. Met in the hole. Harris spins off for an extra yard. A.J. Hendy came up to meet him, and it looks like it'll be third and two.
I like this from Jason Shivers. You know what? Sell out. It's obvious that the Bombers aren't playing any play action here. Let's just throw in a run blitz at them. Winnipeg finally stalled, and they're going to punt this. I'm not sure whether this is a win for the Blue Bombers or a win for the Riders. Both teams tired, though.
Well, And that would make me think the Bombers should be
They're not going for it. They're looking for I love this. They're going for the 56-yarder, DT.
This does not seem real to me. Mark Leggio, rookie kicker, putting the tee down just outside his own 53-yard line. This would be at least a 56-yard attempt for the rookie in the Labor Day Classic. With everybody booing him, he's going to kick it. It's up. It is going to be well short. Oh, not even close. It bounces at the 3, and it'll be Morrow from the 3-yard line. How strong did they think that breeze was? That is not Justin Medlock anymore.
Not a complete blown call. It ends up being exactly like a decent punt, right? The Riders are still down. But, again, you're putting a lot of pressure on your long field goal coverage responsibilities. And, again, you know how many old linemen are out there, DT. That's never a good thing.
We'll talk about that because the Riders will start at their own 11, an interesting strategy that I did not see. We're going to break for McDougal Auctioneers and Quality Tire. 7:35 left in the first quarter. No score on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 7:35 remains in the first quarter. No score, Riders and Bombers. The missed 56-yard field goal attempt brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. Micah Ball is on the sidelines. Ballsy?
Well, the weather, DT, home field advantage so far for the Riders. It's not blazing hot out here, but it's about 5 to 10 degrees warmer, I would say, although I don't have a meteorologist degree, on the Bombers sideline. So Riders get a bit of a break here.
I like that. I like that a lot. Bombers, man, that missed field goal set up the Riders first and 10 from their own 11. Fajardo straight drop, looking right, slant. Kyron Moore at the 30, caught, tackled by Nick Taylor right off the bat. 20 yards from Kyron Moore.
Oh, I love this. One-on-one with Mike Jones to the wide side of the field. A little bit of a deeper slant, but perfect throw from Cody Fajardo because he threw it right before the safety was able to get down and in a perfect window.
First and 10, Riders ball in the middle of the field at their 31-yard line. Everybody in motion. 3 men in the backfield. They'll hand it to Powell. He's hit quickly, and he is going to lose a yard. It was Willie Jefferson hard off the edge to make it second and 11.
It must be nice to be as athletically inclined as Willie Jefferson is. I'll tell you what, this is actually a busting assignment from Willie. He's supposed to be spilling the fullback, but when you're able to evade a block from the outside, you don't need to do your job. You just avoid a guy and then get your athletic frame back down in and make the tackle. Beautiful.
Four receivers to the left, just Jordan Williams, Lambert to the right. They'll now motion Claudell Lewis there, or Ricardo Lewis, pardon me. Pressure for Jardo's face complete for a first down to the far side of the field. Is that Kyron Moore for another Riders first down?
Yeah, so the Bombers show a pressure here, but they end up dropping Willie Jefferson and sending someone from the wide side of the field, but didn't get there in time. First down.
13-yard gain for Kyron, his second of the game. 43-yard line, Fajardo looking left, forced out to his left. Willie in pursuit. He's got him, and Fajardo dives forward to the 45-yard line. He's got a pickup of about one. Need to mention Michael Ball's sideline reports brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football and want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Download the RBA app or visit rbauction.com.
Great job by Willie Jefferson getting off Andrew Lauderdale's block there to go and pursue the ball. And now we're in second and 10. Sorry, second and 9. This is where we don't want to be before the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Let's see what they drew up.
Ricardo Lewis, I'm going to get the Lewis's straight. Flag down at the snap. Fajardo has time across the middle. Oh, and it's picked off at the 45. Alexander took it away, got a block, and a really nice tackle by Kyron Moore. Fajardo picked by Alexander, returned to the 45. Two flags went down at the snap of the football. We wait to see what it will be. John
is
telling me.
Saskatchewan, penalty be declined. Result of the play is an interception.
I told you, man, we got to stay out of second and 7+, right? Winnipeg sends the house. Safety comes in late. They pick it up. However, it does manage to scramble Cody Fajardo a little bit. He rushes his throw, throws it directly to a guy wearing a gold helmet, which is Alexander. And then the next thing you know, the Blue Bombers, who just seems like we're just out on offense, are now on the 45 of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
They are in good field position after Fajardo's second interception of the year. We go to break for AGCO and spreads.ca. No score. Riders and Bombers in the Labor Day Classic. 5:13 to go on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 5:13 left in the first quarter. No score between the Riders and Bombers. Kyron Moore, 2 catches for 34 yards. The big play of that drive, the interception thrown by Cody Fajardo. Brandon Alexander picking it off, returning it 15 yards. The Bombers will start this drive first and 10 from the Saskatchewan 45-yard line. Stay out of second and long. Don't turn it over. A turnover on second and long for the Riders. All our quarterback sacks today brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Always remember, drive a little and save a lot at Quill Plains. Bombers come out with five receivers. Andrew Harris in the backfield. He's already got 30 yards on the ground. Five-man rush. Kolaris going deep over Blaise Brown, and it is caught at the five-yard line. The spinning catch. Was that Rashid Bailey at the far side of the field? Wow, a 40-yard gain for Kenny Lawler, pardon me.
Well, this is just beautiful. Pitch and catch. Nice throw by Zach Kolaris. You know what sucks about this whole thing is this is the Zach Kolaris that everybody wanted in Rider Nation. And he turns up in Winnipeg. First and goal on the five. What a beautiful catch by Kenny Lawler.
If you remember watching Kolaris in 2015 in Hamilton, that's who we're seeing this season. He feels confident.
Wow,
he's scrambling around.
That's pretty good.
I would
say we're seeing the guy that we hoped would show up in Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah. We have a timeout on the field. As we have 4:21 remaining, the Bombers first and 10 from the Riders 5. He is confident. He's scrambling around without fear. He had a throw, I think it was Calgary. He scrambles all the way out to the right, hums it all the way back to the left, well, and you are elite confident to do that.
Yeah. And there, he had a great amount of time.
Yep.
Great pass protection by the Blue Bombers offensive line.
So what will they do? This is generally Andrew Harris territory for them. He is in. Now he'll go down to the side. Kolaris throwing wide, caught by Darvin Adams. Made a move on Purifoy. Oh, hit by Blaise Brown and stopped short of the goal line. Great tackle from Blaise Brown. Stops him after a gain of 4. It'll be second and goal from the 1.
Yeah, the entire offensive side of the ball on the sidelines for Winnipeg is wondering what Darvin Adams was thinking. He can walk in here. Instead, he cuts back in to where there's help. And great job, by the way, by Luches Purifoy not giving up on the play. That's a touchdown if Purifoy gives up, but again, he's sprinting, and we talked about it. You got to match the Winnipeg Blue Bombers' effort.
Kolaris out, short yardage quarterback. Sean McGuire in, tight ends and fullbacks and nobody in the backfield. He will sneak it right side, pushed out, and he's hit down, and he's into the end zone. The Bombers with the first score of the game, the one-yard touchdown sneak by Sean McGuire. And they're up 6-0 with 3:35 left in the first.
You know, that doesn't work out for the Riders, but I've actually figured out what they're trying to do to maybe make up for the absence of a guy like Micah Johnson. And instead of actually just owning the gaps in their one-on-one assignments, they're spending a lot of time crashing from the edge and just knifing down. And I think that their plan right now against the run is to simply convolute the line of scrimmage between the tackles. Let's see if that continues.
Mark Leggio missed that 56-yard field goal attempt. He's on for the convert to give the Bombers a 7-0 lead. The big strike to Kenny Lawler, the difference in that, the 40-yard catch at the 5, and it seemed like scoring was just about assured by that point. McGuire to hold, Leggio to kick.
Well, tell you what, DT, if you kicked it like that the first time, it would have gone in.
That one was into the stands. That was beautifully done by Mark Leggio. 7-0 Bombers, 3:22 remains here in the first quarter at Mosaic Stadium. For Seedmaster and A&W, we go to break. We're back with the Riders getting the ball on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. 3:22 remains in the first quarter. The Riders down 7-0. Points off turnovers have been the story of the Riders' season so far. They lead the league in points off turnovers. They gave up 7 off the turnover there. A 45-yard touchdown drive capped with a Sean McGuire 1-yard touchdown. Every touchdown brought to you by Smooth 42 Craft Distillery, inventors of Create Eco Vodka, Saskatchewan's best price spirit. Make it your own with Create Eco Vodka.
You know, one of the things too, DT, coming into this game, and we saw it there, is that so far, the Riders' opponents are 100% when they get in the red zone. So they've got to tighten up when they get in the red zone defensively.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw that today.
Hamilton, BC was Ottawa wasn't in the red zone very much, but when they were, Devin scored. Yeah, wow.
Every single time.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's a great stat.
That's the first time, I think, numbers-wise, I've ever gotten one over on you.
I like it. I like it. Morrow returns the kickoff. He's back to the 3-yard line. He'll come upfield to the left. 20, 25. Those Bombers can cover.
My word.
Number 54, Les Moreau, the global player, down there first. One of the Bombers taking an extra second to get up. A 20-yard return from Jamal Morrow. Yeah. Riders will go first and 10 from their own 23.
We're 23 from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as well. He came in there with bad intentions, and I'm not sure who tried to block him, but I feel bad for that guy.
Noah Hallett wrecked him, you're saying?
Jeez.
Ezekiel Rose, the first-year defensive tackle, down on the near side, pawing at his right leg, his right knee.
Yeah.
We'll take a little bit of an injury break. For WorkSafe Saskatchewan, even one injury too many makes zero your mission at home, work, and play.
Well, it's funny, you always look at like, oh, I don't know where guys recruit. Well, it's clear that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the general manager there has a strict focus on Virginia, because two of the defensive tackles in this group are from, one's from VTech and one's from West Virginia. And the kid from West Virginia is the one on the ground right now.
Yeah. Just talking to the Bombers radio team before, the play of their defensive tackles has not been a strength. When you're giving up 10 yards of carry to the Argos, they've said, none of these guys has been great on the interior. They miss Drake Nevis and Steven Richardson, who's on the 6-game injured list. I had hopes that, and I have hope still, because it's super early, that could mean better things for William Powell and the run game.
That's one of the reasons why you got to get yourself out of second and 10, right? That's a huge opportunity when they're having trouble in the middle, and you mentioned it. They're missing a guy like Nevis, right? Like, without him, Nevis, over the last few Labor Day games, has come in here and just made a mess of things, right? So thank goodness he's not here.
The Riders, just looking at their rushing numbers, yards before contact for running backs, they're number 5 in the league. Yards per rush from the running back position, they are 9th in the Canadian Football League, which, if you've been listening / watching this season, it will not be particularly a surprise to you, because apart from the fourth quarter of that Hamilton game, it's been pretty tough sledding. Tight end to the left in this formation, 4 receivers. Riders first and 10 from their own 23. As we get down to about 3 minutes left in the first. Fake it to Keane LaFranche, dump it to Powell on the edge, 25. Forced out of bounds at the 29-yard line by DeAndre Alford. Powell in the flat for 6.
Yeah, and I like this because Jonathan Kongbo was essentially put in on an island here. The fake to William Powell held him on the line, but what it also did is it allowed the flat route that they ran in front of him to come open very early, and what we get out of it is a 2nd and 3 situation.
Yeah, they mark him at the 30, so 7-yard gain. Keenan LaFrance out, now 5 receivers in. Mitch Picton on the line to the near side. High snap, Fajardo controls it, pressure up the middle. He's going downtown, wide open, Kyren Moore, and he just missed him at the 40-yard line. Moore left Mike Jones in the dust.
Yeah.
It'll be 3rd down.
And I'm not sure if this was a bust. I just think that they took the safety out of the equation here, but Moore wins on a corner post corner route beautifully. But again, what did we talk about Cody Fajardo very early on in the season, DT? We said that he had to hit his deep balls this year.
Yep.
That was a perfect opportunity, because if he catches that ball and they make that transition, it's a touchdown.
30-yard line's the line of scrimmage. John Ryan on to punt now. Fajardo was the top-rated deep ball passer last season. He is last in the CFL so far this season, though still very, very early. Ryan can absolutely nuke one from his own 30, and he does. The 20, that's 60 yards in the air. Nelson dancing. Oh, he's got Hendy had him, and he's going to wrap him up, and that'll be a 5-yard loss. Great coverage from the Riders' special teams. They're going to net almost 65 yards on this punt.
Well, it's a great job done by A.J. Hendy, who had a little bit of trouble at the beginning of the year timing and getting down on time or illegally, because he got hit with a couple no-yards calls, but this time times it up perfectly, and he doesn't get the tackle, but sometimes to make the play, you don't have to make the tackle. Just hold him on long enough for everybody else to get there, and that's what happened.
60-yard punt, minus 4 yards on the return. Michael Ball on the sidelines with an injury update. Ballsy?
It looks like they're looking at Rose's right knee as he's on the trainer's table.
All right, Ezekiel Rose, the depth defensive tackle, injured on that punt by the Bombers. First and 10 from the 16, 2 minutes to go. It'll be Harris left side. He is wrapped up by Mac Henry and wrestled down at about the 19. Another lid comes off. I think Henry lost his lid, holding Harris to a 3 yard gain.
I like this. What they do is it looks like a counter, but it's not. They actually run a wide receiver as an H back in here, but they run him through the B gap and they get him up on Micah Tights. So Micah Tights has to take on the receiver's block, and Andrew Harris only gets 3 yards. But I like the play call.
Bombers caught now in second and long is great news for the Riders as the roar goes up from Mosaic Stadium. Kenny Lawler wide to the right. Blaise Brown comes up in press coverage. Three receivers to the left. Kolaris looking across the middle. Man, he's got all day.
Yeah.
Darvin Adams, 35, 40. Fumble! Ball's on the ground and is picked up by Brown at his 50. Can he outrun Nick Dembski? Breaks the tackle. Oh, it's a vicious block. Now cuts back at the 55. Turnover's the name of the game. Blaise Brown scoops it up. And man, Nick Dembski is getting it. Is that Mike Edom giving it to him? A big play from the Riders defense.
Yeah, and it couldn't have come at a better time, because that completion would have silenced this crowd and given the Bombers all sorts of momentum. But instead, it's a turnover for the Riders and new life as they take the ball at the Winnipeg 52.
Purifoy getting some high fives as he goes to the sideline. I'm not sure who popped it away from Adams. He slipped away from Nick Marshall in coverage. And was it Purifoy from behind who popped that ball out? Actually, more likely Ed Gainey being on that side of the field. Anyway, Riders first and 10 from the Bombers 52. Fajardo straight drop, looking, forced out. Willie's going to chase him. Fajardo will throw it to the sidelines and throw it away, incomplete. Fajardo's on the ground.
Yeah.
And there's no flag.
No, there shouldn't be either. This is a clean hit by Adam Big Hill. And again, I told you guys, when you look at this team, it's all effort. Willie Jefferson takes contain away, and Big Hill finishes up the alley. I love it. That's a legal play. Rider Nation is booing right now, but this is a perfectly legal hit by Adam Big Hill. No way. I don't agree with the boos.
I still haven't seen it cleanly. I keep bouncing
you can't
between
watch
looks.
That in, you can't watch that in slow motion. You have to watch it at real time, because there's no way Big Hill slows his speed there.
Second and 10 from the Bombers 52. Three-man rush. Fajardo has some time. Guns in behind. Braden Lennius incomplete. That's the first target for Lennius this season that has fallen incomplete. It'll be third down.
Yeah, and I think Cody Fajardo is a little bit rushed now mentally, because he puts this ball behind Braden Lennius. Saskatchewan does a good job of keeping those defensive linemen at bay, but they're just not able to complete the pass and not able to take advantage of the turnover.
John Ryan to punt from the Bombers 52-yard line. He's going to aim for that right sideline. The spinner caught by Nelson at his own 8-yard line made the first man miss. Bounces outside to the 15. So many Riders there. This is such a difference from 2019. It is fantastic.
Yeah, there's five guys around the football when that ball finally goes out of bounds. And again, we talked about it. One of the keys, you have to match the Winnipeg Blue Bombers' effort coming into this game. And they've been going shot for shot. It's just in terms of play execution right now, it's the Winnipeg Blue Bomber offense that's got the one up.
50-yard punt from John Ryan with an 8-yard return. So a nice net of 42 there. 19 seconds remain in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball up 7-0 on your Riders.
One of the concerns is right now is that the Riders aren't managing to get any pressure whatsoever on Caleros.
Caleros with five receivers plus Andrew Harris in the backfield. Nick Marshall in press on the near side. Caleros looking across the middle. Scrambles, throws it up for Dembski, who's wide open in midfield and drops it. Oh, thank goodness. Dembski had an easy catch. Mike Adams holding his head like, I can't believe he got that open.
Yeah.
Incomplete, second down.
Dembski's coming from the western hash mark. Sorry, the eastern hash mark. And he's come all the way across the field.
Ooh.
And he's wide open here. Fortunately, he doesn't manage to catch the ball. And maybe more
wow
tellingly is Zach Caleros is really struggling getting up and walking downfield as this quarter changes.
Yeah, let's go to break. The scoreboard for Quality Tire at Quality Tire. They know tires and service, 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders down 7-0 after one quarter of play for Western Ag Professional Agronomy. The cooperators, Kevin Bazandowski at Bazandowski Insurance and Financial Services in Regina and Redhead Equipment. Second quarter action next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 7-0, the Riders trail after a quarter of play. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. Second and 10 Bombers from their own 16-yard line, left hash. Seven Riders coming. Kolaris Guns quickly caught at the down at the 20-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about four. That looks like Rashid Bailey on the catch, and the Bombers will be forced to punt. Luke, we have almost had three 80-yard receptions in this game, two by the Bombers, one by the Riders. Incredible action in the first.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the Riders are really unfortunate, I feel, to be down 7-0 here. They could easily be down two touchdowns here, especially if Zach Kolaris was able to hit Dembski on that last one.
And Darvin Adams, if he doesn't fumble that ball, that could have gone a long way. Kyron Moore inches away from a 75-yard touchdown of his own. There is action in the Labor Day Classic. Third and five, Mark Leggio stands at his own 7-yard line to punt. Jamal Morrow waits, and he's going to have to come up to get this one. No, it'll bounce and roll to him at the 45-yard line. Tries the right to the 50. Squeaks out, 55, and he's into Bomber territory before he's brought down by Mike Miller. Nice return from Jamal Morrow. Sets up the Riders first and 10.
Mike Miller,
all-time leading special
talking
team
about
tackler.
This kid for, well, first of all, shout out to Dan Rasevich, by the way, because there's only a specific amount of time that the CFL has actually been tracking these, and if they had been tracking them historically, my man Dan Rasevich would be up there, and I don't think Mike Miller would be close. I'm not being petty. I'm just saying.
1991, they started tracking special teams tackles.
Come on, I was 11 years old then.
First and 10 from the 48, Powell dancing. Oh, and dropped back by Jackson Jeffcoat. Met him in the hole, and Jonathan Kongbo helped finish him off. Minimal gain, if any, for Powell.
Winnipeg knows, hey, listen, if we neutralize their run game, if we get them out of it, force them into that short passing mode, because, again, if you're Winnipeg, you want teams throwing against you. That's your strength. Pick that thing off.
To the boundary side, they are the best defensive team in the Canadian Football League by passer rating so far. Second and 10 from the Bomber 48. Fajardo, blitz coming. Fajardo guns, and nobody there. He was in the area of Ricardo Lewis. It's incomplete, and it'll be third down.
And this is a fantastic job done by Diedrich Nichols, the halfback to the boundary side. Doesn't fall at all for the little out and up move. They communicate this well. They're in man defense, and there's really nothing to throw at for Cody Fajardo.
Two things on this. Fajardo goes off the field. That ball tipped at the line of scrimmage. So three things on this as we see the replay. Fajardo goes off, and he is frustrated. You could see it. Two, the Bombers don't blitz on second and long often, yet they did there. Putting a little change into things. John Ryan, the end-over-end punt. This one could spin back, and it does. Nelson forced to take it. Oh, no, and there's going to be no yards in the end zone. So 5-yard, no yards in the end zone. Nelson took it, kneeled down to concede the single point. There'll be no yards in the end zone. So I jumped a little bit there. It'll be the Bombers' choice as to what they do with that. It won't hurt the Riders particularly. If they want the ball at the 35-yard line, they will concede the point.
We have 1 point.
We have the single point, so the Riders are on the board through the John Ryan single. We go to break for Capital Auto Mall and Agco. 12:45 left in the second quarter. Riders down 7-1 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 12:45 left in the second quarter. Riders get the single off the John Ryan punt. They trail 7-1 here in the Labor Day Classic. Zach Kolaris went to the locker room But I believe he's coming back. Michael Ball with a report from the sidelines. Ballsy?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to run onto the field now, or at least he's running up the sidelines. Derek, I couldn't tell what was wrong with him. He went quickly to the dressing room. He's back, but now we got Mr. McGuire in.
Oh, yep. I'll tell you what was wrong with him. They had to do that math test real quick, make sure the noggin was right.
Sean McGuire fumbles the snap, and he'll try to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Sean McGuire, 2 for 3 passing in his career, is the Bombers' option at backup quarterback. Whether that's the swiftest play they could possibly make or not, Caleros does come back into the game for 2nd and 10.
Well, McGuire probably saw Caleros run back out and didn't think he'd even have to run a play. Fortunately, he only bobbled it around. He didn't fumble it. That could have been absolutely detrimental.
Yeah.
Let's see if the Riders can get some pressure here.
5 receiver set. They'll actually move Harris out to receiver as well. 2nd and 10. Empty backfield. 4-man pressure. Caleros has some time underneath. Caught at a 35. And Nick Marshall, without his helmet on, spins Bailey down to the ground. So many Riders losing their helmets. Marshall kept on going. They'll be 3rd down Bombers.
Winnipeg initially does a good job here protecting it, because what Saskatchewan does is they throw a blitz at them. They maintain a little bit, just long enough for Zach Caleros to get it out. But again, when you're throwing to the flats on 2nd and 10, it's not a high yielding play there for any CFL team.
Mark Leggio on to punt. Oh, big pressure coming. He'll get this wobbler off. Not a good punt at all. Morrow scoops it at the 41, straight up field. He'll be out just inside the 50-yard line. Good field position again for the Riders as they take over, trailing by 6 with about 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Just to continue that thought, so good job by Saskatchewan now. Winnipeg's been in 2nd and 9, 2nd and 10 a couple times, and they've gotten off the field. So back and forth we go. Somebody's down for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, but the offense is taking the field.
Linebacker Nigel Harris down at the Bombers' 27-yard line. He was injured trying to get at that. It looked like the Riders were really going after that punt. 33-yard punt, 12 yards on the return, and we will go to break for Nutrien and Young's equipment with 11:04 remaining. Riders set up a nice field position on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 11:04 remains in the second quarter. Riders down 7-1 to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We just finished the injury break as Nigel Harris being looked at on the trainer's table. The injury report brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. Riders start this drive 1st and 10 from their own 48-yard line. 4 receivers and a couple of backs in motion as well. Fake the handoff, little hitch screen to Kyron Moore. Made one man miss, 50. Second man miss before he's wrestled down by Shane Gauthier at the 53-yard line. Kyron Moore for 5.
Yeah, that's a good job beating the first tackler for Kyron Moore and getting as much out of it as you can, because the Winnipeg defenders were coming down the tackle lane. So a manageable situation here, 2nd and 5.
Michael Ball's on the sidelines. His sideline reports for Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football and want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Download the RBA app or visit rbauction.com. 2nd and 5. Man quickly off the right-hand side. Fajardo throws that way. Dropped by Powell in the flats. I think Willie Jefferson was offside, so the Riders should be very close to a 1st down.
Offside. Winnipeg number 5. 5-yard penalty will result in a 1st down.
There you go. You can't contain him with blockers. Just hope he cheats and he gets caught. Man, Willie jumping the snap count is a terrifying thought. And look at that. They try to chip with Keenan LaFrance. Calgary did so much of that, of trying to double team him and keep him away, try to cut him, just anything to keep him off the short passes.
Yeah, well.
Tight end H-back in this formation, 1st and 10 from the Bombers 52. 4 men coming quickly. Gun Jordan Williams Lambert at the made a man miss at the 48, and he will push to the 45. Whistle down before he gets there. Nice little pickup on 1st down for the Riders.
Yeah, and a perfectly timed throw. It's got to be delivered quick here for Zach Caleros, because Jesse Briggs is the linebacker that's directly in front of JWL if this is not thrown where it is. And because it's thrown on time, Williams Lambert is able to evade Briggs's tackle attempt. and get another couple yards. Second and four.
From the 46-yard line, William Powell out wide. He's going to motion back into the backfield. Bombers showing five. High snap. Fajardo looking left. Gunning high and over top of Ricardo Lewis and incomplete. Fajardo kicking himself a little bit for that one.
Yeah.
Kind of saying calm down a little bit, and it's third down.
Well, I don't know what he's saying, but tell you what, this is a couple throws now that Fajardo's been off the mark. There's no reason for him to miss this throw either. He has plenty of time to step into it. Wide receivers open. Offensive line's doing him a solid. There's no pressure around him. Got to make those throws.
Brett Lawther on for the field goal into the north end zone. Those posts he loves so very much. This one, they'll pin it between the 53 and 54-yard line on the left hash mark. Charles Nelson in the end zone. Lawther's first attempt of the day. It is up. Oh, plenty of distance. And it is good. 8:57 remains in the second quarter. Riders now down 7-4. The field goal brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Their profits live in Saskatchewan, and so do they. Unbank yourself. 53, 54? It's Brett Lawther. It's fine.
Could have been 65. It would have been good.
Was a heck of a kick. And some valuable points because both defenses, okay, circumstances have helped out both of them in cases, but both defenses have been a little stingy so far, points-wise.
Yeah, the Riders have done okay. The Bombers, I think that right now, I mean, you see 4 points on the board. They'll take this effort to this point. I do think that their confidence level is building over there on the Winnipeg sideline because of the balls that are being missed in terms of targets. That's just going to equal more opportunities for interceptions, I think.
Bombers will take the ball after the field goal. First and 10 from their own 35. Riders show five. Fake the handoff to Darvin Adams. Kolaros, oh, he's a scrambling. And he throws it just in the area of Darvin Adams. Was never really going to get there. Incomplete as Anthony Lanier has the pressure.
Yeah, Darvin Adams, even if he had caught that football, it wasn't going anywhere. So probably might have lost a couple yards. So it's good that they're. And this is, again, here, right here, second and 10. For the Riders, I mean, this has been a good down for them. Both teams struggling in second and long.
Left hash mark, 35-yard line, and the crowd sold out Mosaic Stadium, giving it to the Bombers offense. Four receivers to the right. They'll split Nick Dembski out, move Harris into the backfield. Here comes six Riders. Kolaros on his back foot, throws it up for Ed Gainey and picked at the 40-yard line. It was intended for Darvin Adams. Maybe Gainey knocked down. 45, 50, midfield into Bomber territory before Andrew Harris makes the tackle. Flags down, appeared to be after the interception, but Ed Gainey may well have his second pick of the season.
Well, Luchez Purifoy supplies all the pressure here. He's coming off the side or the wide side of the field. He gets home against Zach Kolaros, who just throws up a prayer, and Ed Gainey's there to answer it.
We get the call from the officials.
During the return, major foul, illegal low block, Saskatchewan number 22. 15-yard penalty, first down.
Blaise Brown called for the penalty. It is a turnover, Ed Gainey interception. The Riders will have the ball when we return. For spreads.ca and Borgo Industries, 8:08 remains in the second quarter. Riders down 7-4, but they've got the ball back on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 8:08 left in the second quarter. Riders down 7-4, but Ed Gainey, the man is benefiting from free turnovers, it would seem. The Matt Nichols pick in the last game was just thrown up for grabs. Kolaros, I don't know, Luke, back foot and just YOLO'd one that was not going anywhere good.
Yeah, it's because Luchez Purifoy was coming and he saw him. I think that I like what Shivers has adjusted. Shivers has said, okay, we're not getting the pressure from the D linemen. Let's start bringing the halfbacks.
First and 10, Riders with their 22. Two backs, fake to one of them. Oh, tried to throw it to Mitchell Picton, but that was a pass that often gets your receiver killed.
Wow.
It's incomplete in second down. Whoa.
I'm not sure which offensive coaches are up here to the left of our broadcasting booth, but one of them needs to call down to the field on the offense and tell Cody Fajardo to chill. There is no reason that he should be struggling. That was an easy pitch and catch. He's been hitting that throw all year.
7-for-15 is Fajardo so far for 78 yards and the interception. He's changing the call on this one on second and 10. Directing William Powell to flare out to the right. Cody, quarterback draw, 25. Oh, he's hit and banged down at the 29-yard line. Two bombers got him. I believe Gauthier is in there, and is Fajardo.
He's hurt. He's banged up.
Oh, man, he's laying on top of the football. He is in a bad place.
Well, and here's the thing. I was going to say, too, from Jason Moss, that this is a good call. Get him back to feeling like himself, right? Give him the football, allow him to get some yards with his legs. But unfortunately, he got punished while doing so.
Yeah, Jackson Jeffcoat high and Deatrick Nichols from the front and about waist high.
Yeah.
Fajardo on a knee at the 34-yard line.
And you're never going to get a complaint from Rider Nation about running a quarterback draw on Labor Day, because that one of the quarterback draws here in Rider Nation on Labor Day goes down in history as one of the best plays ever for the team with Kerry Joseph. So, again, I don't mind the call here. It's just, unfortunately, you're dealing with worst-case scenario from the physical side.
Yeah, and based on how that play happened, right, they did the stutter to the line of scrimmage where they fake like they're starting the play. Then Fajardo appears to change it. I wonder if that was a read that Fajardo made on his own and said, hey, I'm going to make this happen. He is up and walking off the field, rotating his right arm backward and then rotating at the elbow as well. If that took the brunt of the hit, that's a pretty important arm for Fajardo. Third and three from their own 29. John Ryan will have a chance to put his foot through one as Charles Nelson will back up to about his own 25-yard line. Second two and out for the Riders this quarter. Ryan letting the clock run. And the boot. Nelson will have to come up and get it at the 36-yard line around the first man. Runs into his own man, and he will get to the 42-43-yard line. Jake Hardy, one of the first ones down. And Hardy will need an extra moment to get to the sideline. 45-yard punt, 7 yards on the return, so a nice 38-yard net for Ryan. Sets the Bombers up first and 10 from their own 43.
Well, great job by Jake Hardy getting down the field here. He's the guy that forces the ball carrier back in towards the teeth of the special teams cover unit. Now, we've seen a lot of secondary, like a lot of halfback blitzes here from Shivers lately. DT, let's see if it continues.
Kolaros in at quarterback after taking a knock a couple of drives ago. He'll give it to Harris right side. There was a hole, but Mac Henry has him by the feet. Micah Tights slides in to help out. Harris held to about four.
Yeah, Mac Henry just plays this block long enough. It's a double team initially, and he just waits for Patty Neufeld to go up to the second level. And when Patty Neufeld leaves and Couture tries to take over the block, McKenna Henry slips off and goes and makes the tackle. Second and six.
Both running backs contained pretty well so far in this game. Harris, 8 carries for 37. William Powell, 2 carries for -1. Three receivers to the left for second and six. Riders showing five. They'll empty out the backfield. Three will come. Kolaros over top, tried to hit it, and it's picked by Mike. Get him! He tried to feather it into Nick Dembski, who tipped it up in the air. Edom, a diving catch for the second Riders interception.
Yeah, this is, the Bombers are gonna wish they got a better effort here out of Nick Dembski. He goes up, tries to make a one-handed grab. I really think he could have made a two-handed effort on that. Either way, fantastic ball skills shown by the veteran in the backfield, Mike Edom.
Yes, the Riders' second interception of the game, Mike Edom. He has a forced fumble this season. He now adds an interception, and more turnovers add more excitement to this game. The Riders take possession first and 10 from their own 50-yard line. They'll eventually reset the sticks because they are out of whack.
And I love what's happening here, DT, is that the first quarter you really saw the offense is having some success and some potential for some points to get on the board. And now the second quarter, both defenses have really tightened up.
Yeah, they haven't moved the sticks, as we mentioned. They're reviewing this from the command center. All scoring or potential scoring plays can be reviewed, and all turnovers are automatically reviewed. Based on the crowd here, there's no reason to think that this is not an interception.
Wow.
To go double negative.
The entire crowd's wearing green, so they're definitely going to pull for the interception. Let's see here.
You don't feel like Saskatchewanians are honest people, Luke? Is that what you're saying?
They're honest people. Well, I don't know. You look at it and you don't see much evidence to overturn the call, right? That's what you need.
And I wager Mike has his arm underneath the ball. I don't see how you could possibly overturn based on this, having to look through Wolitarski and look through Luchez Purifoy.
Usually
this is Rider football.
Yeah, usually you can tell if the teams are watching the replay. You know, if the Winnipeg Blue Bombers defense had started walking towards their sideline, the Winnipeg faithful would say, oh, I don't know, this is probably going to go for us, but I don't know.
After review, the ruling is an incomplete pass.
Oh wow.
Really?
Third down.
Nobody was convinced down there. Winnipeg's like, all right, we'll take it. They weren't even moving. They expected to play defense.
That is a shock. Winnipeg's defense was on the field. The Riders' offense was on the field. Now both punt teams are going to have to come out. Let's see if we can see anything on the Maxtron. Okay, they pulled the replay down. I really thought that was going to last.
It didn't seem like there was a ton of evidence to overturn it, right? But, hey, here's what it is. All that's really going to happen here is barring a return for a touchdown or a good return, the defense is going to have to play in a different area.
Just under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Riders down three, about to get the ball back. Jamal Morrow standing at his own 25-yard line, awaiting Mark Leggio's punt. Decent punt. He's up to the 25, left hash mark. 30, 35. Oh, Morrow's got some speed. Oh, and he gets banged down by Teadrick Hansen, and Morrow loses his helmet. The over-under on lost helmets today was 3.5. We've hit the over already, Luke. What is happening? And one of the Bombers is down holding his knee.
Number 43.
38-yard punt and a 13-yard return.
What a contrast of two quarters. Yeah. First quarter, we're thinking, man, this is going to be game of the year. Second quarter, the defense is tightened up. We still got 5 minutes and 40 seconds left here. A lot to play still, but this is anybody's football game right now.
All of our injury breaks are brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. And Michael Ball is on the sidelines for us. His sideline reports are brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football and want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Download the RBA app or visit rbauction.com. Man, Teadrick Hansen laid a smack on Jamal Morrow. Morrow, we've seen it in camp. We haven't seen it in a game yet. He's got a little burst to him right off the bat. He does a lot of William Powell things in the run game, but in the return game, he really shows the burst.
Yeah, with Morrow Marcus Murphy, yeah, excuse me. Both of them, their experience at the pro level has all been special teams, right? It's been return games. So you're right. Morrow's got a good little first to second gear transition. It almost goes from 1-3 instead of 1-2-3, but still has yet to pop one. But it's felt like the return teams a couple of times here throughout the year season, they've been close, but nothing substantial is yet from the return side of the game.
Morrow, three punt returns for 34 yards, a nice little 11-plus yard average, as Noah Hallett, the rookie from McMaster, is helped off the field. He was the one banged up on that Riders punt return. 5:40 remaining in the second quarter. Riders down 7-4. They'll go first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Tight end and an H-back into this one. It's Lenius, who will run a little flat pattern. Fajardo, play action, dumps it. It's Moore at the 48-yard line. Kyron Moore with his fourth catch of the game and a good pickup on first down.
Yeah, and really the first time that the Winnipeg has seemed surprised by a play from Saskatchewan. Both defenders there who converged on Kyron Moore were really shocked that he got the ball. Not sure why. Guy's one of their main offensive weapons.
They give Kyron 11 yards on that catch, so it is a Riders first down at the 52-yard line. Pardon me, the 48-yard line. The scoreboard says 52. William Powell, oh, he's got a hole, 50, 55. William Powell with one of his best runs of the season is into Bomber territory, and a Rider first down.
That's a great job there by Andrew Lauderdale. He really extends the edge of the line of scrimmage by blocking the defensive end, Jeffcoat, all the way outside, and Powell runs between the guard and tackle for a long first down. And a lot of the guys, 16 yards is, like you said, one of his best runs this year.
Powell now up to 15 yards for the game. Riders back in Bomber territory. First and 10 from the 46. Bombers put everybody at the line of scrimmage. Fajardo swings it out to Kyron Moore. Made the first man miss again. 45 down to the 43, 42 yard line. Brandon Alexander, the safety, came down too fast and Kyron made him disappear.
Well, I don't know if you would say too fast. I think that it was probably the right play call for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. It's just Kyron Moore has done a great job of evading the first tackler this game.
4 yard pickup for Kyron on, again, what could have been a 5 yard loss. Second and 6 from the 42. Two receivers motion to the near side. Five man rush quickly caught and banged out at the 35 yard line. It's Braden Lennius, and that'll be another Riders first down. Flag down on the far side of the field at the 38 yard line, just past the line of scrimmage.
Offside, Saskatchewan. Oh. Second down repeated.
Oh, no.
So one of the receivers went a little too quickly.
Finally, you get a positive second down result. Not second and long, but still a long second and 6. And now you're going to have to walk it back and go to second 11. This is where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers want you. And you can already see Willie Jefferson starting to rev his engine.
Yeah. The Bombers, they have not this season blitzed much at all, 15% of the time in these second and long situations, because they have guys who can wreck it. Big Hill running up. They will draw play to Powell, 45, 40. William Powell, can he push forward? Powell's going to get back 13, maybe 14 of those yards. Or pardon me, it was 11. The scoreboard is a little behind. It says first and 15. Powell looks like he's got them in third and less than one.
Yeah, definitely go for it here if you're Craig Dickinson.
Get some touchdowns.
But a couple things happened there. One, Willie Jefferson, I think, went off script a little bit, attacked from the middle, and it ended up way too wide. And two, left tackle Andrew Lauderdale got up to the second level to throw the lead block, and that's what got Powell all the way to the third and one.
Fajardo wanted to get another play off, but we are at the three-minute warning for Brett Young Seeds. Get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local seed supplier or brettyoung.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R-rated canola hybrids. Riders down 7-4 with 3 minutes to go, facing a third down on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 3 minutes remain in the second quarter. Riders trail 7-4 for Sask Lotteries and Nick Service. Third and one.
Yeah, it's a
short one.
Third and three quarters. Is that third and .75, can we say?
Yeah, they don't quite need the 36-yard line, and the ball is just inside the 37-yard line. They will go for it. Fajardo comes under center. He will push, and Fajardo has got it fairly easily. Big Hill's going to try to shove him back. He's almost got the 35-yard line, and that'll be good for a Riders first down as this drive continues.
I'll tell you what. Right now, Willie Jefferson is doing more harm than good on some of these plays for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Freelancing?
Yeah. Right, there's a benefit of that athleticism, but there's also a drawback if you use it the wrong way.
Fake the handoff to Powell. Fajardo looking downtown, going deep. Oh, good coverage, and that ball is intended for Kyron Moore. Nick Taylor was raw all over him, right on him. Incomplete in the end zone, second down.
Yeah, and Cody Fajardo had to get rid of that because Jackson Jeffcoat was bearing down on him. Had the pressure, and again, just a little bit too far there for the wide receiver for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. But again, these DBs for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers playing their one-on-one matchups really well.
Second and 10 from the 36 with 2:40 on the clock. Riders in field goal territory. So no risk here of getting something. They will underneath the Jordan Williams-Lambert, hit quickly by Nichols and banged down by Adam Big Hill. Williams-Lambert has about 7. It'll be third down Riders, and on comes Brett Lawther.
Adam Big Hill is just all over the field. Much respect, too. I mean, you don't want to talk about the opponent too much, but when it comes to number 4, he's a guy that's just, he's a football guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a pro's pro, and you just like watching those guys play. Let's see Lawther hit a 35-yarder from him.
John Ryan will pin it. This would tie the game with just over 2 to go here in the second quarter. Lawther perfect on the season. The kick is up, and it's wide to the left. It's through the end zone. That'll be a single point. But Brett Lawther with his first miss of the season and Willie Jefferson telling him about it.
Yeah.
2:18 remains. That makes the score Winnipeg 7 and the Riders 5. All our field goal attempts brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself.
Well, really, I mean, if you look at this matchup on paper, this is going according to script. It's turning into a defensive game, right? Back and forth. There's been some turnovers. Plenty of time here for either one of these teams, though, to go into the half feeling pretty good about themselves.
The 5-point spread seemed like a little too much. The over was probably never in play. 7-5 through 28 minutes. Sounds about right. Hand it to Andrew Harris. Oh, caught in the hole and dropped. Was that Mike Edom coming downhill hard? Holds Harris to minimal gain.
Oh, it was Deion Lacey plays his middle linebacker spot perfectly here, DT. He recognizes the zone and really the pull from number 59, Michael Couture, and that's his responsibility to pick up any pulling linemen. Shoots down right into the gap, makes the tackle. And 2nd and 9, exactly where the Riders want the Blue Bombers.
Exactly, and the crowd lets you know. Two receivers to the left, including Nick Dembski. The big drop earlier on, 5-man rush. Kolaros gunning wide. Wolitarski, 42, immediately turns upfield and turns that into a first down. Got away from A.J. Hendy. Kolaros, the wide side completion for a Bombers first down.
Yeah, this works out perfectly for Wolitarski because what happens is Blaise Brown goes with the deep route, and it ends up just allowing Wolitarski to hang out between the numbers and the sideline, and it's an easy throw for Kolaros to get him. Doesn't have to do much work to get the first down for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
13 yards just inside their own 50-yard line, 1:37 on the clock. Bombers show 4. They'll bring just 3. Kolaros wide side again. It's Dembski at the 55. Blaise Brown grabs him and wrestles him out of bounds. He will cross into the 50 to the 48-yard line. That's another Bombers first down.
Well, no, they kept him in bounds. That was a great job by Blaise Brown because he knew that Nick Dembski was trying to get out of bounds and tried to force him back in. And the referees, yeah, they kept him in. The clock's running.
It was with 1:26, so
good
that
job.
Cost them 8, 9, 10 seconds now.
It's a heads-up play by Blaise Brown.
1st and 10 from the 48-yard line of the Riders. Kolaros hands it to Harris. Right side, spun down from behind once again. Mac Henry in on the tackle as Harris gets across the 45-yard line.
Yeah, come on, Buck Pierce. You got 1 minute left. You could have drawn up a better play than that. The Riders love it, though. They'll take that all day. 2nd and 6. This is unfortunately, though, where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, they've been successful. So maybe in hindsight, it was the right call from Buck Pierce.
A stop here would give the Riders some time. You presume the Bombers would kick a field goal. Clock will get down to 45 here if they wait every second they can. Riders showing a 6-man blitz. 7-man, they're all coming. Kolaros has time underneath behind his receiver, caught at the 40 and hit down. Another tackle from Luchez Purifoy on the Bailey catch. It's 3rd down.
Well, tell you what, that's just good football from both teams. Winnipeg brings in a back and a receiver to block all 7-8 guys coming for the Riders, and then Luchez Purifoy, knowing the ball's going to come out and knowing he's going to be in a one-on-one situation, comes down and makes the tackle. Studious by both teams.
43 on the clock. Riders down 2. Bombers coming on for a 47-yard field goal attempt. That's where Sean McGuire will pin it. Now there's some conversation between the officials and O'Shea on the sidelines. Let's hear from the referee.
Winnipeg is challenging for roughing the passer. We'll review the play.
Okay. Sticks out.
I'm okay with that. I mean, what's it going to hurt him, right?
Well, you lose a timeout and you wouldn't have a challenge for later in the game.
Yeah, but
however, this would keep a drive alive.
Exactly.
And a touchdown, 47 yards.
You're the gambling guy, you know. I feel like the risk is, and especially, here's the thing. There's been some incidences where it could have been one of those review type of situation on the quarterback. So let's see here as the replay goes.
Oh, Lanier grabs his face mask coming through.
Yeah, see, and again.
Huh. Yep.
So what we talk about with Micah Johnson not being here, right, it's going to put it, and actually I mentioned it. Remember when I said it puts extra pressure on Lanier and those guys in those football sort of savvy situation moments? Like, you need to have high football IQ there.
Yeah.
You have to understand that where the clock is and where the ball is, you can't take a penalty if you're a defensive lineman. And you got a young guy in there just trying to get any part of his body in front of the quarterback, and now it looks like it's going to cost him.
Yeah, the defensive backs called Jamal Morrow off the field. They went back onto the field. Lanier's just trying to bust through and put up a paw to maybe swat the ball down. And as he comes through, he grabs Kolaros by the face mask and turns his head a bit. You feel like this is going to go against the Riders, but the previous review of the interception, we had no idea what was happening. Command Center reviews for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them at nelsonmotors.com. Play is under review for roughing the passer. If this goes through...
After review, the ruling on the field stands. There is no roughing the passer.
Wow.
Winnipeg will be charged a timeout.
And they will have no more challenges.
Maybe it's a makeup call.
Lanier absolutely got him on the face mask and turned his head. That's not roughing the passer today.
Mike O'Shea... right now is reviewing the rule book on the sideline, not even paying attention to this field goal attempt.
Back to where we started. 43 seconds left. Mark Leggio going to attempt a 47-yard field goal. 7-5 the score in favor of the Bombers. This should leave the Riders some time. They can just take the ball at the 35 after this. They should have a little bit of time. 15-14 on the play clock. Wow, they're going to give the Riders more time. That's nuts. Leggio's kick is up, and it is wide left and short. Here we go.
Oh,
Morrow,
trouble.
25, 20,
trouble.
25, 30.
Trouble.
House call.
No,
45, 50. McGuire made a miss. 40. Marcus Murphy. Jamal Morrow to the 35.
It's coming back.
Where are the flags? There's one around the 47-yard line.
I think it's going to be an attempted manslaughter charge on the kicker.
Oh, no.
We're gonna see this, though.
As Mark Leggio is down on a knee.
Oh, come on. He's a kicker. Everything's going to look bad if it's, you know. A normal average block on a kicker looks like assault. So, But he's really playing it up for the crowd right now.
Mark Leggio at 5'7", 199. Roughing the kicker would be a disaster here.
In a stiff competition for smallest athlete in the Canadian Football League with the Ottawa Red Black place kicker. It's close.
Just trying to read the bodies on the field and the officials themselves.
Dan Clark's pissed. William Powell's like, come on, man.
So if this goes against the Riders, presumably this could be a 15-yard penalty. 17 seconds left on the clock. The referee discussing with the review center. And maybe we'll get some clarity here. Clark bringing the offense off the field.
Roughing the kicker.
Yeah.
74 Saskatchewan.
Attempted manslaughter here. Let's see.
15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Oh, that's a terrible call. Boo! First of all, McKenna Henry accidentally has Leggio step on his foot. And then,
oh, my. Is that what they called?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hey, I told you. Kickers, though. Kickers make everything look so bad.
Mark Leggio stepped up into McKenna Henry, and they call this roughing the kicker?
The worst part was he was rattled. He took forever to get up. Look at this.
Leggio was running down the field to get a missed kick. How do you call that against the Riders? Look at the bench. They're exploding. They're going nuts as the Riders bench. That call makes no sense.
You know what it is? It's a makeup call because they know they pooched the quarterback, the roughing the quarterback call. Look at Winnipeg. They're in the huddle. They're like, no, quick. Run a play.
All things aside, Leggio knows he missed that kick, and he is taking off to chase it down. He runs into Mac Henry, and a challenge for Craig Dickinson because that is a terrible call. That is so bad.
The referees
know what's happening in a football game.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. The Riders need to be careful right now because the referees are having to come and say, hey, get back on the sideline. You don't want one of those penalties that really add to this I'm not sure, this confusing phase of the last 27 seconds of the half.
How can you possibly think that that is roughing the kicker? On review, for crying
out
loud.
Man.
That is on review. That's embarrassing.
Because these kickers, I'm telling you, they make everything look bad. I remember Luke Akanji. We used to tell Luke Akanji all the time when he was our place kicker, like, dude, you got to toughen up, bro. Like, you look really weak in these replays. Like, if people are actually watching this film, like, you look bad.
That was a 5'7", 199-pound man running down to cover a missed kick and running into a 275-pound bull in Mac Henry.
Here's the thing, though. I really like what the Rough Riders coaching staff is doing right now. You've got Jason Shivers out on the sideline trying to just get his defense refocused. You've got Steven Sorrells telling everybody that this has nothing to do with them. Get back on the sideline. You got to maintain some sort of order, right? Jason Shivers got his whole defense over there, and I'm telling you what, he's probably just saying, hey, look, this is a control what you can control situation. If we got to get out there right now, I don't care if it's a terrible call, you got to play some D. That's probably what Shivers is saying.
Don't get beat for a touchdown, because they'll be first
be
and 10
there
at the 25.
Feeling sorry for yourself, right?
I thought the interception, fine. I didn't really see it, but I didn't see anything to overturn it.
I just think it's a makeup call for the miss roughing the pass call, because you're not allowed to literally grab a guy's face mask and turn. Yeah.
That was a bad miss. I don't know how they don't think that's roughing the passer. I doubly don't know how they think this is roughing the kicker. When Leggio, just believe me when I say, he very clearly knew he missed the kick. He took two strides downfield and ran into McKenna Henry. And, that was the end of Mark Leggio, because McKenna Henry's a huge man. And that is somehow roughing the kicker. Roughing the kicker is a great rule, because those guys are vulnerable when they're kicking the football.
That's what I was saying.
But if that's Leggio punting the ball, we're not having this conversation at all.
That's why I was saying attempted manslaughter, because the kickers make everything look bad. They literally make everything look way worse than it is.
Communicating with the booth in Toronto,
I feel
on
like
the review.
Texting my boy Luke Akanji and asking him if Leggio went to his kicking camp over the offseason.
All the reviews for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville.
After review, the ruling on the field is overturned.
There's no
roughing the kicker.
Thank you. That was a terrible call. And it is not the fault of Nelson Motors and Equipment, but they got us the overturn. John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them at Nelson Motors. .com. Thank goodness we got one of these right. So, take this all back. There's no roughing the kicker. Jamal Morrow's huge return stands. The Riders go first and 10 from the Bomber 38-yard line with 17 seconds to go. 37-yard line, excuse me, with 17 seconds to go. 68 yards on the return. They're already in field goal range. And after all of that, could have the lead going into half if things go well here.
Well, you got two choices here. You can be aggressive or you can settle for a kick. And I'm hoping that the Riders come out here and be aggressive.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Four-man front for the Bombers. Fajardo looking to his left, buying some time. And that one is complete to Jordan Williams. Lambert, ball pops out. But they'll rule him down at the 25-yard line with 13 seconds to go. First down for the Riders.
I like this. Get on the ball. Get on the ball. The whistle's going to blow. You got to move. Let's show some sense of urgency here. Again, you're still going to have a kick attempt, but let's score.
12, 11, 10 on the game clock.
Come on,
9.
Let's go.
They're still
let's
not. Go. You need a field goal attempt. 8, 7, 6. They're not going to have a field goal attempt. 5, 4. Fajardo is irate. They have to use a timeout to get the kicker on the field. And Dickinson is one of the coaches bent over at the knees. Can't believe what happened.
I'm just glad this half's over.
Man.
This has been a ridiculous last minute of this second quarter.
5 seconds.
Absolutely the right call to use the timeout there, because you were not getting a play and then the kick.
Well, it's because you didn't leave yourself an opportunity to, right? You didn't show any sense of urgency. You're supposed to have 3 or 4 plays scripted in that situation where Cody can just make a call if the ball's completed for the first down.
Yeah, he was looking to the sidelines for the play call, and it wasn't getting there.
He's got to be able to make that call there. But again, that's on whether or not the coach is giving you that type of leeway and leash.
Brett Lawther for a 33-yard kick, which would give the Riders the lead going into halftime.
In the longest 1 minute of a quarter ever.
Lawther's kick is up, and it is good. It leaves 1 second on the clock, we believe. Riders 8, and the Bombers 7. The field goal is brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. There was 1 second on the clock after the kick. There are currently zeros, and the Bombers appear headed to... Well, the Bombers were running off. Like you said, the longest quarter ever. It's going to be longer by a play. Bombers thought it was done.
No, they're calling it.
Okay, we are done. Man, that was a lot, and that will be a lot for Mitchell Blair to unpack. The scoreboard for Quality Tire at Quality Tire. They know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders with their first lead of the game, 8-7. The halftime show next for Quality Tire, Redhead Equipment, and Sastel on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.